Yep. Hi, friends.
Everybody says beating USC is different. What are you feeling right now? Is it different than the other ones you've had so far?
Other ones this season? Or just in general? Hey, man, that's a... Those are the games you grow up, you play video games against USC, man. Those are the ones you dream about when you're a little kid, playing teams like that and winning. It's just a childhood dream come true. I mean, anybody watching this game and has aspirations to do it, you can do it. I mean, I did it. These guys did it. It's a great team win.
Isaac, what was it like seeing a former teammate in Stevie Tuikolabatu across from you?
It's different. You grow together with certain people, and when they leave, they're not a part of it no more. But I wish him the best. I hope he does great the rest of his senior season. And it was great competition all night.
How does it kind of feel to get a touchdown
tonight? That never happens, and probably won't ever happen again. But hopefully, it does.
How much did that change momentum for you guys when you were able to recover that fumble?
I think it was a huge momentum change. I mean, when you're in the red zone, you got to score. You got to score in the red zone, and that was a point that we made all week long, was being efficient in the red zone. So thanks to this guy right here, man. Mm-hmm. He had a hell of a game.
Troy, you were 4-4 on fourth down on that last drive. We talked about that last drive and what was working for you.
Man, O-line did a great job today. We had a tremendous confidence in our offense. We have been the whole season, and we knew no matter what the play call was, we was going to convert. So, that was bottom line.
What was the message at halftime down? Things weren't going well for you guys. How did you collect and come back from that?
We were in perfect position. We were exactly where we wanted to be. We didn't have our head downs at any point or moment of the game. We knew, we were in it, and, Dory made a great play on the kickoff return. So, that put them up, but we knew, everything that we were doing on the offensive side was working, and we knew the defense was going to have our back.
Chase, the defense led a lot of explosive plays up today. What was sort of challenging, and how did the injuries kind of affect you guys?
You try not to think about the injuries, especially during the game. You just try to think about what you can do next, and they definitely gashed us a lot. It's a really good offense. We weren't surprised. They had a lot of great receivers. Quarterback, played really well. We knew he's gunslinging, wanted to throw it. And to be honest, I think I'd have to look at a lot of things that mess us up. But more than anything, it's just a team win. We knew that every time that we slipped up, that O was going to pick us up. And we tried to help them out along the way as well. But obviously, it wasn't our best performance. At the same time, the guys that did come in, I feel like, worked their butts off. And, in the end, we got a few stops at least that helped.
Troy, very run heavy in the first half. Was that by design, or is it just the looks that they were giving you? And what changed in the second half?
The looks, they were giving us, and, the whole line was getting a great push. We was able to run the ball down their throat effectively, and, we just kept doing it throughout the whole drive and throughout the whole game, honestly, and, we was able to punch it in.
Being an L.A. kid, what does this mean for you?
It means a lot. Everybody's back home watching. I got a call from pretty much everybody in my hometown throughout this whole week, so I know they were watching, and it means a lot just knowing. That was my dream to go to SC, especially for, just being an L.A. kid. And it's a dream come true, just going out here competing and beating them.
First win now against the Pac-12 opponent after coming back now. What are your emotions about that, too?
1-0. That was a big message this week, 1-0. And, we're going to have to enjoy this one tonight. Move on, maybe enjoy a little bit more tomorrow. But move on and continue to just, focus on that next week ahead.
Troy, you mentioned that USC didn't recruit you as a prep or out of JUCO. Was that part of your motivation today?
A little bit. I kind of wondered, what it was about me or about my game, to where they didn't feel the need that they, at least show me some interest. But, everything happens for a reason. I moved on from it a long time ago since high school. So I'm just glad to be here at Utah, and that's all that matters.
Isaac, you were obviously a part of the 2014 team that beat USC here. How do these two games compare in your mind?
That was my favorite game in my career up until today. I'm kind of at a loss for words because very emotional, very satisfying to work your tail off, and now, you know, you get that win, but we're not done yet. And, you know, we still got a long season ahead of us, and we're going to enjoy it this weekend and get ready for Cal next week.
Chase, can you talk about that last drive SC had? You guys stopped them, I think, with the 38 or something like that. What was sort of going on in some of those series in the last drive?
I think it was a lot of different things. Every time we didn't get a stop, every time we scored, you try to go to the sideline and figure out what happened. So when we were able to get back on the field, we just tried to get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback and, you know, lock down in the defensive backfield as well. You know, we knew we needed to stop. You know, offense kept scoring, kept us in the game, and we knew that we needed to stop. There were some big plays. You know, Marcus made a big play on third down and, you know, allowed us to get that stop. So there's a lot of different things that come to play. I think a lot of guys made mistakes. But that's part of the game, is you got to forget those mistakes and make the big plays when they come. And, you know, tonight was one of those nights where it was, you know, a few big plays away from, you know, being one way or the other. But that's cool about college football is it's that kind of atmosphere. It's fun.
Troy, where does the game-winning drive stack up in your career? High school, I mean, just back in the day, where does it rank for you?
Number one, most definitely, especially just because, you know, it's USC, that's my hometown. And, you know, just growing up watching Reggie Bush, Carson Palmer, Mike Williams, just all those dudes, and you know, just sitting at home watching on TV, and just imagining, you know, maybe one day I'll play with them or you know play against them. And you know, today was that day.
Troy, a lot of people wanted you guys to go for it on fourth down against BYU. You guys went for it four times, you made it all four times. This week, we're talking about the conversion rate on fourth down.
We just, like I said, we had a lot of confidence in our offense, and our whole line was doing a great job the whole game. So. You know, like I said, whatever play was called, you know, we was going to get a good push and get the first down.
What did you learn about your offense and your team?
Nothing that I already knew. You know, we've been having great confidence in our offense throughout this whole season, you know, ever since this year started. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Isaac, a lot of time in that second half for Troy. What was sort of key to you in kind of keeping the pressures away from him?
Communication. JJ did a good job of sliding the right way and making sure that we're picking up any twists or blitz. Great O-line play. And, I mean, another thing that hasn't even been brought up yet, but those wide receivers are here, man. Everybody's been waiting for the wide receivers to come to the party, and they showed up today. They're not perfect by any means, but I hope everybody knows that these guys are for real.
What were you guys' reactions to that Garrett Bowles block in the back?
Unbelievable. I mean, I said it before a couple weeks ago, but that's one hell of an O-line. I'm grateful to be playing next to him, and we got great starting five. He gels just well.
Was there a little extra motivation for you guys this year since SC was the team that knocked you from unbeaten, and that was the game that decided the Pac-12 South last year?
Yeah. you know, overall, our goal was just to come away 1-0, whether it would have been USC, Cal, Oregon, anybody. We had to come away 1-0, and that team happened to be USC and, you know, the dub. So,
Troy, I think Tim had three or four catches on that last drive. What sort of was he? What matchups or what was he able to exploit against Adoree that maybe wasn't there earlier in the game?
It was great looks all game. You know, Adoree's a great player. He made a couple good plays out there. You know, that was an emphasis all week. You know, we knew he was a good player, and him and Iman over there on the other side. So, but we have great confidence in our offense and our receivers. So we're not intimidated by anybody. So, I mean, he's a good player, but you know, we have good players too.
And what happened on that final play?
It was a great call by A-Rod. I knew as soon as he called it, it was a touchdown. Safety came down a little too low, and you know, it was 1-on-1 outside with Tim and the door. You know, I like my matchup. I took it.
How do you carry this emotion into the next week, but not letting cloud your?
You know, like I said, we're going to enjoy it. But we, like I just said, it's a long season. We have a lot of games ahead of us. Yeah, you know, just taking 1 week at a time.
Anything else for players? Thanks for moving.